Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Legion's request to clear Memorial Park homeless encampment for Remembrance Day shocks outreach workers. Outreach workers in Sudbury are shocked. Two local branches of the Royal Canadian Legion applied to have the growing homeless encampment in Memorial Park dismantled entirely so they can host a Remembrance Day ceremony. Jennifer Huard, president of Legion Branch 564, Lockerbie, told Sudbury.com that to her understanding, the clearing of the entire park had been authorized by the City of Greater Sudbury, with support from Public Health Sudbury and District as well as the Greater Sudbury Police. However, a city spokesperson said that is not the case, and there has been a miscommunication. Read the full story. Young Sudbury eco-hero Sophia Mother prepares to attend UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. Sudbury climate activist Sophia Mother, 14, will be one of six youths to be featured in a documentary with Prince Charles and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The documentary will also play at the upcoming COP26 event, a UN climate change conference with the UK as president for 2021. The conference series will run from October 31 to November 12 in Glasgow, Scotland, where the Sudbury teen activist will also be attending. This year, they're going to have a lot more things for youth to show up to for youth empowerment. So, I'm really excited to see what I can learn and I can speak out about with this issue, Mother told Sudbury.com in a phone interview. Read the full story here. Public Health Sudbury offers tips on staying COVID-safe this Halloween. Although COVID-19 safety burnout is creeping in as the pandemic trudges forward, it's still worth consideration this Halloween season. Public Health Sudbury and Districts issued a media release affirming as much, in which they say simple actions can help limit the spread of COVID-19. As Halloween approaches, get creative and consider the ways you can make your celebration safer, said Dr. Penny Sutcliffe, Medical Officer of Health with Public Health Sudbury and Districts, in the release. Complete your COVID-19 vaccine series by getting two doses and a third dose if you're eligible. Being fully vaccinated against COVID-19 is an important step in protecting not only yourself, but the little ghosts and goblins who cannot yet get vaccinated as well. Mask use, maintaining physical distance from others and keeping gatherings small are still recommended alongside holding celebrations outdoors or virtually, especially if people are unvaccinated or if their status is unknown. Read PHSD's full list of recommendations. Too fast and too soon. Ontario Nurses Group says hasty reopening not worth the risk. The province is moving too fast, too soon. That's the message from the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario Monday as the Ontario government loosens pandemic restrictions on restaurants and other businesses further. The province has also announced it hopes to shed all remaining restrictions through the winter. We think it's a very big gamble that the premier is doing, said RNAO CEO, Doris Grinspun. At this time when we are doing so well and we are so close to vaccinating children, it's a gamble that is unnecessary. The RNAO says there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but moving too soon could risk prolonging the fourth wave. The province says it would like to be able to start scrapping proof of vaccination rules as early as January, and be able to remove all remaining restrictions, including the mask mandate, in March. Read the full story on Sudbury.com's homepage. St. Andrew's Chapel restored thanks to Huntington U donation. A small chapel located on the second floor of St. Andrew's United Church is set to open with many new upgrades, thanks to a renewal project that also highlights the long-standing history and future of St. Andrew's United Church and Huntington University. Huntington University, as part of its 60th anniversary year celebrations in 2020-2021, donated funds in support of improvements to the space, including much-needed upgrades to the heating, ventilation, lighting and electrical systems. With work now completed, the chapel can reopen as a multi-purpose, non-denominational space available for personal meditation, small group use, meetings and more. The architectural door leading to the chapel, sculpted by artist Jordi Bonet, features the word "peace" in 12 languages. Reverend Dave Legrand of St. Andrew's declared the October 17 Sunday worship at the church Huntington Sunday, and invited Huntington University's president and vice-chancellor, Kevin McCormick, to address the congregation. A new plaque was also unveiled to commemorate the rededication of the chapel, which has been renamed the Huntington University Peace Chapel. Read the full story on Sudbury.com's homepage. Wednesday weather. Wednesday it will clear in the morning, with a high of 11°C. UV index 3 or moderate. Wednesday night it will be clear with a low of 1°C.